It's TalkBack, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the guests or the callers, TalkBack is where Central Louisiana begins its conversation.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to TalkBack here on a Friday. I'm Al Quartermont with Sandra McQuain. Let me first confirm for you all that I did not have an uncle who was eaten by cannibals in World War II. Did you see that the White House had to come out and say that the president was a little off on that?
Just a little. How do you even go down the path of saying, I mean, where do you even come up with that?
You know, we were talking about it yesterday, and if you've been around people that are in developed stages of things like dementia, they will just start saying stuff that in their mind seems absolutely real. And then, like, you know, you'll look at the spouse or loved one and they'll kind of look at you like, it didn't really happen, you know. So, but that to me says more about where he is from a mental capacity standpoint, which is no shock at this point.
I mean, you're right. There is a sadness to somebody needs to just step up and say enough.
Yeah, right.
But it was, did you watch when you're seeing him give the speech and he was there to promote labor unions. He had all the steel workers behind him. And that one guy over Biden's right shoulder, he just didn't know where he felt. You could just tell he was so uncomfortable, not sure where to look. And as the story kept going, like, you could just see them all trying to make sure their eyes didn't get any wider. it was really interesting to watch the body language of the folks that were around him on that stage.
Well, what's sad is that the way his campaign is covered by the national media, they treat it like there's absolutely nothing wrong. They ignore anything and everything that would indicate that there is something wrong. And it's really pathetic when you think about it. So
it's exactly. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, how they cannot challenge because, if that had been flipped, if Trump had said something crazy like that, oh, my gosh, it would be wall-to-wall coverage right now.
Oh, I know. Yeah, no doubt. So. Which, of course, we do have all kinds of coverage happening with the Trump trial in New York, which at this point, I still don't see how you get a fair, impartial jury. They've seated apparently enough to do it, but they have to get some alternates put in place. But I can't imagine this is going to be a fair trial.
I can't either, and you know, as I said, you couldn't pay me to serve on that jury.
Mm.
I wouldn't want scrutiny. I mean, it's going to get out who these folks are.
It is, yeah.
And I would not want to be a part of history.
Right.
Either way, being on that jury, and I agree with you. I mean, I don't know how you get an impartial jury.
So I don't know. That'll be interesting to see what happens for sure. 442-8255 is our number here on TalkBack. We'll have an open line throughout the day today. Thank you to the folks from CLTCC and LSUA. They hosted yesterday's CLCU conference on artificial intelligence. CLCU stands for the Conference of Louisiana Colleges and Universities. They had education leaders from across the state who were there and speaking on various topics as it pertains to AI. You had a couple of different keynote speakers, including Professor Schwartz from LSU, who we had on the show a couple of weeks ago. Unfortunately, I missed that one because he spoke, I think, right at 9 o'clock, and by the time I got there from here, he was just wrapping up. But they had some interesting panels. They had three different panels. One was a group of current professors and how they use AI in the classroom. One was a group of administrators and how they're negotiating with things as AI becomes a reality throughout the country. And then one group was made up of students. And to me, that one was the one that was the most fascinating because they're there already and they're understanding it probably much better than the adults in the room are. So I felt like they had a lot to share and to offer. And that was kind of the point that they were making is it's here and colleges and universities are going to need to know how to best utilize it. So
yeah, you can't really stop it.
No, the genie's out of the bottle.
Genie's out of the bottle. So, yeah, I hate it. I miss that. Matt had a, Pineville did their senior academic award yesterday morning. Oh, cool. So I hated that I couldn't be down there at LSUA for that event. But, you know, I've even gotten, even after we've had the professor on and started having the conversations, and Nathan convinced me just to try out like a ChatGPT type application, I'm actually starting to like it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And here's why. So I was working on a description for a conference session. And I wrote it out, and I was like, oh, this is good. And I thought, but you know, I'm going to throw that in to the ChatGPT and just say, here's the target audience for the session. Here's the description. Can you improve upon it? And it was great. I mean, it just kind of came back, and I was like, well, what's the difference between handing it to an editor or somebody else to read it? That I just use that as my editor to say, is there a way I could punch this up a little bit?
Yep.
And it's, you know, because I know what I would have done. I would have set it aside, then I'd gone back and tweaked it a little bit more. Yeah. And it probably saved me 45 minutes to an hour, and it was really good. And it missed the mark on, like, one thing, so I just fixed that, and it was good to go.
Right. And that's kind of what the students were saying, is use it in a way that that will help the students learn how to improve what they do as well. So, yeah, I have one student in my beginning news writing class, which they have to learn how to use Associated Press style. That just simply means the way you format numbers and other things, punctuation. And so it's a little bit like learning a different language in some respects, not nearly as intensive. And, you know, you can get the conventions down pretty quickly, but you still have sometimes questions. So when she writes her article and finishes it, she'll put it in ChatGPT and ask it to run it in AP style, and it'll make some corrections. So I'm like, I don't have a problem with that, because it's exactly what you said. It's like having a virtual editor. Now, I think where people have problems is when you're using it to create instead of you creating, and then it takes away your ability to do any kind of critical thinking. So,
and you have to always realize that it's not, it's like any sort of editor or tool, it's never going to be perfect.
Right.
So I used it the other day. I needed to work on a press release for an event, and I said, okay, here's all my details. You know, how would you know, write a press release? And it was 75% correct, and so I just cleaned up what I wanted and made the edits. But I mean, to your point, I think it's really it's an interesting tool.
Right. And that's one of the points of it when they talked about how this will impact the working world, is, you know, because you hear a lot of predictions of all these people that are going to lose their jobs and things like that, but it's going to be how it's utilized to help people do things better, I guess.
It is, and you know, but so I'm a sole practitioner, right? And so my thought was, in using it for the press release, if I had an associate on staff, I would have said, hey, knock out a press release for me to look at. So I felt like, okay, that in that case, I just, instead of handing it to a person, I handed it to the ChatGPT and said, write the first draft.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it doesn't hurt a job because I haven't hired that person. But I could see that it could minimize some of the staff you could
need. That's true. Yeah,
that's true.
Which means people are going to have to be better at what they do.
They are. They are. But, you know, you're talking about writing style, so it's been really an interesting thing for me to learn. I write for a publication out of London. I do analysis stories on the U.S. infrastructure market, but trying to write in their style of publication, where you talk about punctuation and how you write, how you write numbers or cite, you know, dollar signs and nomenclature, has been really, I have had to learn a lot. And what you really have to go back and do is I read a lot of their other articles, like, okay, how would they note this in something similar? But it has been an interesting challenge learning how to write to their style.
Yeah, very much. It's a fascinating thing that's happening, and it's happening in real time. So
the worst part is they only leave one space after a period.
Oh.
And I've been double spacing after a period for 50 years. I have to go back and proof the student of that thing to make sure I have not double spaced, because it's just habit. I can't stop myself.
I think in general, though, the double space is going away.
It is. I just, but I've been typing that way for quarter of a century or more, and I just can't stop. throat. In a period, two space bars.
I hear you. So anyway, 442-8255 is our number. We'll take a break and come back with more.
KSYL.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Procter & Gamble has been raising prices while commodity costs ease. Those things help the maker of Tide detergent and Pampers diapers boost its profit outlook. But quarterly sales missed estimates at P&G as volumes remained flat. American Express customers continue to flock to the company's premium card offerings. Amex said overall revenue jumped 11% in the first quarter. Spending on the firm's cards rose 6%, and revenue and profits beat Wall Street estimates. Markets remain on edge amid escalating tensions in the Middle East. Stocks edged mostly lower yesterday. The S&P slipped almost a quarter of 1%. The NASDAQ slid about one half of 1%. The Dow was largely little changed, rising 22 points. And the Nordstrom family is considering taking the company private. The department store chain says the family has notified the board of its interest in doing so. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Want Amazon, Spotify, and Netflix all in one place, all for free? Not possible, you say. When is the last time you checked out the Rapid Parish Library? At RPL, you get access to 2 million print books, 65,000 ebooks, and audiobooks for free. You get thousands of movies and TV shows for free. 8 million songs for streaming for free. Why pay for what you can get for free at the Rapides Parish Library? Get details at rpl.org or your local RPL branch.
Are you ready to experience automotive luxury? Look no further than Walker Mercedes-Benz and BMW. From the Mercedes-Benz C-Class to the luxurious GLS SUV, indulge in comfort and sophistication. Or unleash the thrill of the road with BMW, renowned for its beauty and performance. Whether it's the 3 Series or the X5, every BMW embodies the ultimate driving experience. Visit Walker on Coliseum Boulevard or browse online at walkerautomotive.com for your dream car experience.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Let's get back to the show. It's TalkBack on KSYL.
All right, we're back here on your Friday, 442-8255. Exciting for LSU gymnastics fans. The team has advanced to the NCAA championship finals, which will be held tomorrow. LSU came in to the championship as the number 2 ranked team, and they've advanced to the finals for the 10th time in school history. What's going to help them tomorrow is the fact that Utah and Florida clinched the last 2 spots, denying Oklahoma, which was the number 1 overall seed, a chance at a three-peat. So LSU is going to have a fantastic shot at winning the national championship tomorrow. It won't be easy, of course, because a lot of things can happen in any kind of gymnastics meet. But you have number 5 Utah now, number 4 Florida, along with LSU, which is number 2, and California, which is number 3. So that's exciting.
Very exciting.
And we'll see if the Tigers can get it done tomorrow. LSU senior Haley Bryant had an all-around score of 39.7125 from the afternoon session, which held up to become the champion in that category. Her teammate, Allie Finnegan, took the floor exercise, 9.96, to match LSU's best result on the event at the championship. So a lot of good things. You know, everyone's lamenting at the current situation with the baseball team, but man, just get on board with the soccer team. It's pretty exciting. So, and they've been really good for a long, long time. So it'd be awesome to see if they could finally win a national championship. All right. We've had, you know, stories breaking overnight, the situation with Israel and Iran, but a story that also is breaking that I'm interested to see the impact of this. New regulations coming out from the Biden administration that are as leftist as it gets when it comes to revising Title IX. Among it, the rights of LGBTQ plus students will be protected by federal law, and victims of campus sexual assault will gain new safeguards. Absent from the policy will be any mention of transgender athletes. This fulfills the campaign by President Biden to dismantle rules that were created by Betsy DeVos, who was the former education secretary. The administration originally planned to include a new policy forbidding schools from enacting outright bans on transgender athletes, but that provision was put on hold. The delay seen as a political maneuver during an election year in which Republicans have rallied around bans on transgender athletes in girls' sports. Instead, Biden is officially undoing sexual assault rules put in place by President Trump. The final policy drew praise from victims' advocates, while Republicans say it will erode the rights of accused students. So this is always just sort of a messy area, and it gets messy for colleges when they are accepting federal dollars, but they have to adhere to a lot of these standards. And I think specifically of a school like Louisiana Christian University, and at what point are they going to be ordered or mandated to have to compromise on what they hold to in these particular areas? So I know Riley Gaines wrote an editorial opinion yesterday. Riley Gaines is a former NCAA swimmer and Olympic swimmer who has been very, very vocal about the allowing of men, if you want to call it biological males, to compete in women's sports. She says the new rules that would require schools to allow trans athletes to compete on teams that align with their gender identity, unless the school can demonstrate that allowing males to identify as women onto women's teams would undermine fairness in competition or safety. So, but it, I think she wrote this earlier yesterday, and then it actually doesn't look like they're going to do that just yet. But guaranteed, should Biden win the election, you're going to start to see them force that issue. It's just crazy. When you think about Title IX and what it was put in place for, which was to help promote women in athletics. Now, there's a lot I don't like about Title IX. Top of my list is how it basically forces athletic programs, their main revenue-generating sports, to pay for all of the non-revenue-generating sports, which a lot of those happen to be women's sports, to provide them the opportunity. So in the name of fairness, you make something inherently unfair, which is why you see so many coaches get fired if they don't win enough. And that's the bottom line, really, when it comes down to the dollars and cents of it all. Now, on the flip side, I mean, I think we're all about seeing women given opportunities, and we're in a different age. I don't see people trying to not give women or girls opportunities to do things. The irony of it all is, here we get to this point, and now we're actually hurting women's opportunities, real women's opportunities, by living in this delusional world that people can identify as what they want to be. And there was a track meet in, I think, West Virginia that was kind of going viral the other day, where a guy claiming to be a girl runs the 200-meter finals, and he wins by like 40 yards. I mean, it's just insane.
It's insane. And we've talked about this, you know, just because you identify differently or go through a change, your core physiology, your bone structure, it doesn't change. You are still
right
the sex you were born with. And so, yes, the way men's hips are aligned and different things, it gives them advantages.
Muscularly.
Yes.
Just stronger. I mean, it's science. Like they always told us during COVID, it's science. Well, this is science too. This is biology. So it's unbelievable. And I saw another video that was kind of going around last night on Twitter. There was a track meet at a high school somewhere. And, of course, they were letting a guy compete. And several of the girls just walked away. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take the women or the girls themselves to say, enough. This is ridiculous. And nobody's doing it to discriminate against them. It's solely because this is not right. This is a wrong and right principle. And there's no way that it's right to let biological males compete against biological females. It's insanity. But this is where we are in a post-truth world that we live in today, where truth is relative and people create their own realities.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, it defies logic, and it gets back to, it's so hard for me to believe with issues like this that this election is close.
I know.
You know, I saw a poll this morning when I was checking on the situation between Israel and Iran. And, you know, I mean, Biden's up by 2 points in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know.
Those are your people, Al.
It, you know, Wisconsin's like a lot of states. If you cut out Milwaukee and Madison, it would be 80% Trump country.
Yeah.
But because you have these large Democratic strongholds. But, you know, I still think that I'm not sure I trust the polling in a lot of these places right now. And I think you are seeing, especially in the minority communities, a lot of movement away from the Democrats and their empty promises for years and years and years. I mean, just look at the great contrast you had the other day. Trump goes to this bodega and people are wild to see him. All kinds of ethnicities were excited to see him. The energy was you know, you could tell it was real. They try to replicate it, him going into some like a restaurant or something.
I think it's called Wawa.
Yeah.
Up there.
Like, nobody's excited. Nobody clapped. You could hear a pin drop. And then he's fumbling around trying to figure out how to order a milkshake.
Yeah.
You know.
And Trump, did you notice as soon as he started, like, walking behind the counter because they said, oh, the milkshake machine's back, and he just starts wandering and the camera's cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, man. You didn't really see him go once he went back behind the counter, the camera stopped rolling.
Right. I mean, you're right. I can't even believe that this is close. And the only reason it is close would be the unpopularity that Trump has among, you know, a pretty significant amount of people. But if you're just paying attention at all to what has happened to this country in the last 3.5 years, how can you with any kind of half a brain think that Biden is another good choice to make for this year? I don't know.
You know, and the issue with the trans athletes, why not create their own leagues?
Exactly.
I mean if they want to create a space and a place for them,
right,
then create their own leagues.
Right. Right.
Because it just, I mean, you would not have had Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, they wouldn't have had the careers they've had were they playing against men on that field. And that's nothing right. to do with their athleticism. It's just the men are going to be bigger and stronger.
I mean, you might remember Clay Travis. This was back in the spring. He basically issued a challenge to the WNBA champion team, the Las Vegas Aces, and said, I'm willing to put up $1 million to take any state high school championship boys team and have them play the Aces to see who would win. And of course, they didn't take him up on that, but it... And this is where I think the breaking point will come. There's going to be, at some point, a man claiming to be a woman who wants to play college basketball. It will dominate probably even more than Caitlin Clark. And I think at that point, people are going to be like, okay, I mean, what are we doing here? So, but Gaines, in her column, points out how all 51 Democrat senators recently voted in opposition to protect women, the Protection of Women and Girls in Olympic and Amateur Sports Amendment, which would have protected the female sporting category at the Olympic level. And she says for her, this is not a theoretical issue. It is one that was forced in our faces. And she said, I mean that literally. Not only were we forced to compete against male swimmer Leah Thomas, we were also forced to watch this 6'4" male with male parts undress in our locker room. To be perfectly clear, the anatomy we and many other women were forced to view confirms he is a male. We were constantly informed that there were no protections in place for us to undress, that any male merely claiming the identity of a woman did not have access to. She said, we're not looking for sympathy with our stories. We're looking for action. President Biden has proposed changing Title IX to allow men who identify as women to participate in and destroy the integrity of women's sports. Not only is this wildly unfair, it is discrimination on the basis of sex. Enough is enough. We were gifted Title IX by those who came before us, and will fight relentlessly to gift it to the young girls who have dreams to win at an elite level like we once did. So she is relentless in her message about this, and I applaud her for that.
Well, you know, but she brings up a good point, and I know we've got a caller. The Olympics. Wow. Is this going to be an issue in the Olympics coming up this summer?
Yes, that will be very interesting to see, for sure. So, but it's...
Maybe that's how Russia will start winning all their medals again.
Are we sure that Russia didn't and East Germany didn't have this?
No, we're not.
Because a few of those athletes they had back then, at least we know that they weren't probably natural. So, all right, we'll take a break and come back.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Hope can strengthen. Hope can encourage. Hope can empower. Together, we can educate, encourage, empower. Be the change.
Change a child's tomorrow and volunteer as a CASA today. Be the change for children in foster care and help change despair into hope. Volunteer trainings are going on now and will continue throughout the year. Find out more and apply today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678. Don't wait to choose to be the safe adult and constant support in a child's life. This project was supported by subgrant number 7137, awarded by the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement through the Office of Victims of Crime, Office of Justice Programs. Start making a difference today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678.
Your teeth are in need of a little dental work, but you're putting it off. Why? Could it be you can't stand the thought of wearing old-timey adhesive-filled dentures? Is it the high cost of dental implants? Or is it just the concept of having a dentist poking around inside your mouth? Whatever your reason, Today's Dental in Pineville has it covered. And with hundreds of smiling, satisfied patients, they've made getting implants amazingly simple, low anxiety, and affordable for everyone. And with calming in-office IV sedation administered by a highly skilled certified nurse anesthetist, your anxiety will all but slip away. Plus, their multiple finance options make implants truly affordable. So why wait? If you're looking to replace your old-timey denture with permanent implants, give Today's Dental on Highway 28 East in Pineville a call at 448-4540. It's a general dental facility owned by Dr. Jonas Goche. 448-4540.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's TalkBack after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
All right, we're back here on TalkBack on your Friday. I just want to remind everyone, I know our listeners have asked, we did mention it, I think, last week, but the memorial service for Miss Becky is going to be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at First Baptist Church down in LeCount. Officiating the service will be Gary Musgrove, UPS Dave, and Dr. Stuart Holloway. Becky's full name was Rebecca Ruth Weingart. She died at age 76 on April 2nd at Regency House, surrounded by her church family as they sang her favorite song, Wonderful, Merciful Savior. Those left to cherish her memory include friends, loved ones, and her church family at First Baptist Church of LeCount, as well as her KSYL Talkback Radio family, who know Miss Becky from LeCount. She was preceded in death by her husband, Jesse, who was also a longtime caller here, a World War II Army veteran. Jesse was. Cletus Bender of Johnstown, Pennsylvania was her father, and Ruth Richardson Bender of Johnstown, Pennsylvania, her mother. She was also preceded by her siblings, Renee Bender and Deborah Bender of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Miss Becky was born on November 26, 1947. She was the oldest of three siblings, and as we said, passed away on April 2nd. She had a deep love for Jesus, and her faith was an integral part of her life. She'll be remembered for her devotion and the impact she has made on those around her. The obituary mentions a special thank you to Guardian Hospice and the staff at Regency House, as well as to those who are friends and loved ones for their prayers, visits, calls, flowers, and concerns. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Senlaw Pregnancy Center. That's on MacArthur Drive here in Alexandria. So if you go to the obituary, which is on Magnolia Funeral Home, they have a link to make that donation. So again, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning down at First Baptist LeCount. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
It's kind of tough to follow that, but
yes, sir.
I was wondering if John Wayne was still alive today, what he would say about this transgender and LGBTQ crap. It would probably be unprintable, I'm thinking.
Probably so. Yeah, probably so.
Right.
He probably would have a memorable quip about it, I would think.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a mess. I hope we get out of it someday.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another thought I've had is I'm not an expert on sports and things and gymnastics, but I almost bet that some of these girls and women would be a little better at some things than the men. And I wish if you get one that was really, really good, that she would claim to be a man and just start beating the heck out of the men in gymnastics. Now that would be fun.
That's true. There probably are some areas like that. So, hadn't thought of that.
Yeah. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Appreciate it. Let's go to another call this morning. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to respond to the last caller. I think we will get out of it as long as the issue of the transgender is not useful to the Democratic Party.
Mm.
I can get on the internet and show you speeches of every major Democrat making speeches against illegal immigration,
yeah,
railing against illegal immigration.
Oh, yeah.
How horrible it is.
Yep.
And now it's completely the other way. So once it becomes no longer useful to the Democratic Party, if ever transgender people started voting Republican, it'd be over. I mean, like the switch of a light. And it's sad because these people are, in my experience, I get to see a lot of people. I've never known one of them that was happy and fulfilled in their life. They've always seemed troubled. They've always seemed to have a chip on their shoulder and wanting to prove something everywhere they went. And that's an exhausting way to live. You can't live that way and live out your full potential or be a happy person. And it's sad that today's Democratic Party is using those people who I believe are mentally ill and need treatment, further divide. It's all part of their identity politics. Planet and it's unconscionable. It bothers me. This life, the older I get, the more I realize how short life is. And you know, in Europe, the Brits and the people in the Netherlands, I think, are the two that have outlawed giving hormone blockers to children or performing any surgeries on children because all their studies are proving that they outgrow this when they're children.
Right.
And the adults are doing it, you know, like the guy up at the on the cabinet. I think they're just doing it for attention. But anyway, the last caller posed a good question, and I think the answer is when they are no longer useful to the Democratic Party.
Mm.
So anyways, y'all have a great weekend. Thanks for letting me speak my piece.
Yeah, you too. We appreciate that. We'll take another break.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Attention all real estate agents, property owners, and lenders. When you or a client needs a real estate attorney, call the professionals at Thompson Law Firm. Whether the legal matter is basic or complex, the Thompson Law Firm can accurately guide you or your client to a successful outcome. That's why numerous industry professionals have trusted the Thompson Law Firm for years. They also handle estate planning, successions, and business law. Call them at 473-0052. I am a paid non-client attorney spokesperson.
From America's number one travel radio show, I'm Robert Carey with your April 19th edition of the RM World Travel Minute. Hello again, everyone. As Mary and I have been sharing since we left New York back on April 7th, we're traveling in Europe through May 1st, and this week it's the big Let's Go America Tour United Kingdom. Since leaving Greenwich on Sunday and sailing through the English Channel, we've traveled around Wales, been to the Isle of Scilly and Lundy Island, had a fun day in Dublin, as it's been a few years since our last visit, and we're currently coming to you from the Isle of Man. This is a self-governing British Crown dependency in the Irish Sea, and tomorrow we'll broadcast the two-hour weekend version of America's number one travel radio show live from its capital, Douglas. We have so much to share with all of you from our travels this week, and we're looking forward to having you aboard with us as we transmit via Elon Musk's SpaceX satellite from Deck 6 in Seabourn Square on the new Seabourn Venture Expedition ship from 10 a.m. to noon. Join us via one of our 575 weekly stations across the USA or via the live stream at rmworldtravel.com, and we'll see you on the radio.
Talkback is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's Talkback after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
All right, we're back. Al Quarterman, Sandra McQuain. Talked about this on Monday, how normally I've always really enjoyed watching the Masters, but I tried to watch this year and I just couldn't. I mean, there was nothing that compelled me, that drew me in from a drama standpoint. And you know, seeing Scottie Scheffler's comments afterward and that he's a man of faith, I mean, I really respect that and I'm happy to see that. But I mean, if you ask the average American, who's Scottie Scheffler? Nobody's going to know. So it ended up being one of the worst rated in recent memory, down 20% from last year, 9.589 million viewers for the final round, which the women's basketball finals got, what, 14 million? So, and, you know, golf, the Masters, is usually a ratings bonanza. So I don't know.
Do you think part of this, not only do you not have any big personalities in the game, and if Tiger were in contention in the end, that probably would have drawn some folks, but do you also think it is sort of a byproduct of, especially, you know, I know, like with my kids and others, they just don't watch regular TV.
That's true.
They just stream, and right, they don't typically stream live events unless it's maybe music or something. So, you know, you just have a lot of people who have, quote unquote, cut the cord. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if they're even pulling from a smaller group.
I think it comes down to star power.
I do, too. Yeah. I mean, we talked about that. Like, you don't have somebody funny and interesting like a John Daly. I mean, there's just, yeah, there's no, and Phil Mickelson wasn't there. Right. And you just don't have any characters in the game right now.
And Phil, to me, is not as big a star as Tiger, but he's kind of been the foil for Tiger in a lot of ways. Even though he's a good guy, but a lot of people don't like him for whatever reason, but you know, he makes it interesting because you just never know what he's going to do hole to hole. He just goes for it. But, yeah, you know, and those guys are getting older. I mean, they're close to my age. So, I mean, Phil is. Tiger is a little younger. But, you know, with his auto accidents and his back injuries, he's just not physically where he used to be. So I don't know. It's interesting. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Hey, I'll tell you who's a great golfer they should have had in there.
Who's that?
Happy Gilmore.
Right.
Too bad. It's awful what happened to Chubbs, though. Is man, I just hated what happened to that. It's I'm sure that would have been a good thing, him and stand besides Happy against Shooter McGowan. So
right.
So that's a. I don't know what y'all think about that movie. I thought that was it's actually a funny movie, but it's that scene in there is kind of awful about his grandmother when they're at the, he says they're at the nursing home. Do you remember that scene?
Barely. It's been a while since I've seen.
Yeah, that. The guy's like he's using the elderly people for making money. He says he's behind. He says, "All right, arts and crafts time is extended by 20 minutes, so.
Okay.
But anyway, Happy Gilmore is a, I thought that was a classic, good golf movie, but Caddyshack may outdo that, though.
That, yeah, for sure.
Anyway, those are better than the Masters this year. More entertaining. I could watch both of those.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it this morning. Have a good weekend. Speaking of movies, so there was a weird day yesterday. Like, there were no Major League Baseball games on last night. I just, a schedule quirk. Well, the Cubs would have played, but their game got rained out. So, and the next game didn't come on until like almost 9 o'clock at night.
West Coast game.
Yeah. So I'm like, what am I going to watch? I'm just tooling around, and MLB Network had Bad News Bears on, which, you know, I've seen plenty of times, but just, if I start watching it, I'm going to watch the whole thing, and I did.
Oh, so. I know. There are some movies you're just like, if I turn this on, I'm staying up and watching.
Right. But fortunately, it came out at 6, and it ended at 8, so it wasn't late. And then they had the Ty Cobb movie after that. But, you know, Bad News Bears, they could never get away with making that today.
There are a lot of movies they couldn't get away with.
But it, you know, for us Gen Xers, there was a lot of truth in that movie, you know, and especially the way it portrays how overbearing the coaches could be, you know, that they were hard on kids then.
Tell you what, I've seen that in a few when Matt played just in the summer leagues. I saw a little bit of that still.
Yeah, I haven't been around it enough to know, but, you know, back then, Buttermaker. But my favorite is when Amanda gets taken out by the catcher, and then Tanner Boyle comes racing in, and he kicks the kid that hit her in the jewels. Like, oh my gosh. Such a great movie.
You've been listening to Talk Back. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 8 o'clock.